You are listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the host, creator, and producer of the Justice Channel, Ernest L. Moore. The Justice Channel brings you compelling journalism that you do not hear on mainstream media. Today is March 27th in the year 2021. The program today is a pre-recorded podcast of the first special report on the Corruption in the Probate Court series coming to the Justice Channel. This special podcast that I have produced for the Justice Channel is the first part in a series about the corruption in the Los Angeles Superior Court Probate Department 11. The level of corruption that I have experienced and have been traumatized with since 2004 is almost unbelievable to me. In this series, I will expose in graphic detail the crimes that have been allowed to occur in this court for years and years. I have learned a lot as a result of this judicial experience, including the fact that I am not alone in my victimization. I have come in contact with many other victims since 2004 and have learned that this is not just an isolated problem in the Los Angeles Superior Court Probate Department, but it is a national problem of judicial corruption. This first part will expose the unethical and corrupt current judge over my case now, Judge Anna Marina Luna. You will be able to hear and experience what I had to go through during a recent court trial in the Los Angeles Superior Court Probate Department 11. This is the second hearing I have had with Judge Luna. She made it very clear during the first hearing that she is going to disregard my rights in a very prejudicial manner to protect the idiot, lying, dirty lawyers that are opposing me in this case. My presentation will allow you to see both sides of the events that occurred during the so-called trial that I had petitioned for in the court. This first clip that I'm going to play for you from the March 24th, 2021 hearing with Judge Maria Anna Luna will show that, one, she was not prepared for the trial at all. She didn't know what's going on. She's trying to read the transcripts and notes, etc., etc. I had filed an ex parte motion to continue the trial the day before, and if she had even attempted to try to read it, she would have seen all of the reasons that I had detailed there for my causes to continue the trial, which included, one, that the so-called temporary trustee, the court-appointed temporary successor trustee, Jeffrey Siegel, hadn't produced accountings in 2 years. The other reason was that I had been hit with a foreclosure on my apartment building like last week. It was the week before the trial. I have to deal with that. Another main issue is that I did not get any discovery or investigation evidence from the other parties. Even after we had gone through the whole discovery process. All they gave me was what they call boilerplate objections, false and misleading statements, other words, lies. And we had discussed that before. We had the hearing before this when she set the trial date. I told her that I did not have the discovery and that I wasn't prepared to go to trial. She set the trial date for March 24th anyway. So I am telling her This is at the very beginning of the trial that I'm not ready to go to trial, that my rights have been violated, I didn't get the discovery, etc., etc. And then I tried to explain to her some of the details of what transpired before the trial date and what I was trying to resolve. But she just blew through all that and started the trial anyway, and then went on to deny everything that I had petitioned the court for. Here is the clip now.
November 12, 2020, that you were still looking for counsel. I did set the matter over to today. Now it's trial dates. These are tea times at the Ritz-Carlton. These are trial dates. And it seems to me you've had enough time since at least 2019 to have counsel involved in this. So the court's intent to have the matters go forward. Is there anything else you want to state for the record, sir?
Yes. There was actually several grounds that I cited for why I wanted to continue the trial and why I'm not prepared to go to trial today. The other main reason is that I did not get any discovery. I do not have any evidence to substantiate the merits of my case that I'm trying to bring to trial, and my rights have been violated.
All right, well, I think court had previously found that discovery, let me go back and look at the transcript. All right, just relying on the transcript from the last hearing, November 12, 2020, I believe with regard to the Myrtle Moore living structure with the trial date set November 20th, 2019, that predated any COVID orders or directives either from the Chief Justice or from the presiding judge of the L.A. Superior Court. So it seemed to me that at least in the Myrtle Moore Living Trust, discovery cut off October 20th, 2019. And I think you previously made this argument, I think, to my predecessor as well as to me. Yeah, Mr. Talley pointed out to the court that the court had set its own discovery cut off for April 27, 2020, that some discovery had been propounded. Even after that date, there was some response. You didn't like the responses. You brought a motion to compel. That was denied. So I think you've had enough time to add the issue of discovery considered by the court. And discovery cutoff, as I indicated the last time, has expired. So that's the additional grounds for continuance. But we've gone over that. You and I have gone over that. I think my predecessors have gone over that. So that's not a ground for continuing the trial, sir.
Your sequence of events is not correct. I don't know who gave those to you, but there was an issue that I had propounded discovery past the court-ordered cutoff date. We had a hearing on that. It was adjusted by Judge Johnson. And they were ordered to produce all discovery up until that specific cutoff date, which included most of my discovery. And all I got all they gave me were boilerplate objections, false and misleading statements. That's not discovery. That's not evidence I can present at trial. Other than
Mr. Moore, for the record, what do you contend the discovery cutoff date is, or was?
I think it was, I'd have to check my records, I think it was April 27th, but that was already decided, and the judge had ordered them to produce a discovery, especially on the issues about the mortgage that's on my building that's in foreclosure. They did not comply with that. Both parties did not comply with the judge's order. The denial of my motion to compel, I feel, was highly prejudicial against me. But Judge Johnson did not cut off discovery after she denied my motion to compel, and she denied it without prejudice.
Well, she didn't extend it either.
Okay, but the point being, I don't have my discovery. I'm not prepared to go to trial today.
All right, well, like I said, the motion to continue the trial is denied. So let's start with calendar number 1009, the trial in the Moore Family Trust. Sir, you want to call your first witness? Mr. Moore?
As I said before, I'm not prepared to go to trial today.
So you have no evidence to present to the court on your petition for appointment of a successor trustee filed February 7, 2019.
As I said, I'm not prepared to go to trial today. My rights have been violated.
Okay. All right, so with regards to this petition, the court's going to sustain the objections filed April 10, 2019 by Gene Robinson, and the court denied the request to appoint Ernest Moore as successor trustee of the Moore Family Trust. JTD 2 is moot. JTD 2 on the bond is moot. All right, so Mr. Herbert, do you need anything else on the record on 1009?
Your Honor, Ms. Brown of my office is the lead counsel today.
After she blows off the fact that the opposing attorneys did not provide any discovery and violated the Discovery Act in this case, she goes on to start denying everything that I had requested in my petitions. Then I asked to withdraw my petitions. She denies that. I also brought up the fact that the former trustee was removed back in 2015 after the court did not approve her fraudulent accounting. Essentially, I was asking her to take judicial notice. That had already been adjudicated by the court as part of the court file. She refused to accept that evidence also. Basically, she was just blowing off everything. Now, these are basically felony crimes, and the court is supposed to be there to protect my parents' trust, which they're not doing. Basically, she's trying to protect these criminal lawyers and former trustee or current trustees. Basically, this is nothing but obstruction of justice. Judge Luna continues to say over and over, I said that I don't have any evidence. That is a total fabrication. I had filed a trial brief. I had also filed a memorandum of points and authorities and offer of proof, which was very extensive. There was a lot of evidence in this case. There's all kinds of very serious violations that have been going on. If she had read anything and properly prepared for this trial, she would know that. The other issue is that the counsel for the current temporary successor trustee, Jeffrey Siegel, is not bringing up any of these issues. He is supposed to be acting in my best interest at all times. They just sit there silent. This is just a total railroad by this judge, as the former judge had done. In another show, I will go over the details of what happened over the summer with the discovery and how basically I've just been railroaded in this whole proceeding. And this court has failed to protect these trusts and protect my rights, just violated my rights, and is obstructing justice and allowing all of these criminals to get away scot-free. Now, this is what you will hear in this next clip.
Yes, I have to want to address two issues. One is that now Gene Robinson was the former co-trustee of the Myrtle Moore Living Trust and the Moore Family Trust. Their accounting in 2015 was not approved, and they were removed as co-trustees. That's enough evidence right there. I did request surcharges at the time. That is enough evidence right there for surcharges that the counties have never been completed by them. And the current court-appointed trustee, Jeffrey Siegel, has done nothing to recover any of the lost assets. Now, you should have known that if you'd researched this case at all. The other issue is that now, last year, when...
Mr. Moore, respectfully, trials and evidentiary hearings. It's not for the court to do the deep dig and decide what evidence it's gonna rely on and what evidence it's not. That's for litigants and counsel to put before the court. You said you don't have any evidence. I'm ruling based on the fact that you're not putting on evidence and making clear for the record what relief you requested in your various filings. And then, again, we're still dealing with the Moore Family Trust. Has not been presented so that it's clear what is not being granted in terms of your request. And I think it's fair for the objectors to have that clarification today. They were the ones that were brought into court on this. They prepared for trial.
That 2015 accounting was not approved by the court. That's already been adjudicated. Ask Attorney Kristen Brown.
Okay. Again, it was incumbent on you to be ready for trial to be able to logically present evidence to the court as to your request. You told me you couldn't do that. I'm moving on with regards to making the orders based on the fact that you are not able to...
Okay, now about the issue of dismissing the case. Last year, we had a trial on the property, the commercial property that the trustee was trying to steal.
Based on the objections raised and to give clarification as to what is being denied today.
Okay, let me go on to the other issue about dismissing my petitions. That was last year. We had a full trial on the commercial property that the current trustee of the Myrtle Moore Living Trust was trying to steal from the trust. We went through the whole trial, presented evidence, had all the witnesses, and at the very end, the counsel for Jeffrey Siegel, that is Nathan Tolley, said we withdraw our petition and the judge allowed him to do it. Now, what's the difference in this case, other than the court is prejudiced against me?
Well, number one, the court's not prejudiced against you. As the court has stated, objections have been filed. The objectors are entitled to have rulings clarifying what is or is not being granted based on what you asked the court to consider.
Well, if the court is going to proceed with violating my rights in a highly prejudicial manner, I request to withdraw my petitions.
Okay. I've heard that request. That request is denied. All right. So I get counsel getting back to this.
My probate case has been going on since 2004 in the Los Angeles Superior Probate Court, Department 11. It contained two trusts. These are the Moore Family Trust and the Myrtle Moore Living Trust. The assets in the trust were valued at over $4 million back in 2004. The trust contained several commercial properties at that time and many annuities and investment accounts. Since 2004, all of the accountings have been misleading and fraudulent. I got the former co-trustees removed after about 8 years of litigation. The first judge I had on this case was Judge Aviva K. Bob. She approved the first fraudulent accounting in this case that was done by the attorney for my sister, Daniel Herbert. One of the main violations of his first accounting was that it did not report on anything in the Myrtle Moore Living Trust. My mother had to force him to produce an accounting back in 2006. Judge Aviva K. Bob was acting in a highly prejudicial manner, as Judge Maria Anna Luna is doing now. Judge Bob desperately did everything she could to derail the case and allow the former trustees to steal and waste all that they could, while Daniel Herbert just lied to the court about all of the violations. There have been 5 judges in my probate case. The first was Judge Aviva K. Bob. Next one was Michael I. Lavanas. The next one was Leslie Green. The next one was Barbara Johnson. And now I got this idiot, Anna Maria Luna. All of them are corrupt. You have been listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Always compelling journalism that you do not hear on mainstream media.